I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Exciting to have an opportunity on a Friday night to talk football around the state. As I said, we've kind of run the gamut in every school. And one of the programs that certainly in South Florida that has gotten a lot of attention over the last couple of years continues to do an excellent job making moves. Being in bowls now every year is kind of routine for head coach Butch Davis and FIU. And Coach Davis is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on what has been a busy week.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's always good to be with you. And yeah, I mean, in some respects, it's a little tiny bit of anticlimactic in previous recruiting years when, you know, the first Wednesday in February was always a gigantic deal. Now with the December signing day, but it's equally as important, Larry. I mean, this past, you know, we had 6 scholarships left over from December, and we knew some of those kids, you know, that they were definitely going to be coming to FIU, but they wanted to kind of fly under the radar. They had some family obligations, that they had some people that they wanted to be there to be a part of the signing day. So we kind of kept, you know, some things quiet, and then we went out and found some other guys. So, you know, recruiting, as you know, I mean, it's the lifeblood of every program. And, you know, every year when you get a chance to sign 20, 22, 23 guys to kind of keep, you know, feeding the program, you know, it's very important. And, you know, we're excited about the guys that we signed, and we think that they're going to make a big impact into the program. And for the first time, you know, Larry, this is the biggest mid-year group of guys. We had 6 of the signees come for the second semester. So they got enrolled back in January, and we're happy to have them there because they'll get a chance to participate and take part in spring practice and the off-season program. So things are moving forward, and we're excited about it.
You know, Coach, what you were just mentioning, that's so essential. I mean, and I've seen kids that go in January, and by the time you see them in April or May, they're different. I mean, we're talking, they have, first of all, they have one full semester of classes under their belt in a mainstream where the campus is not, you know, half full. It's all full because this is the time of year you have a full student body in there. Right. They get an opportunity to get into a college weight room, which is unbelievable. And then they start having an opportunity to meet with the coaches and watch film and do a lot of different things. So by the time May comes around, I mean, these are young men. And then when you take a look at it, by the time next August comes around, they're already sophomores. I mean, that's got to be, for you, who's been around this game all your life, this has got to be, what a shot in the arm it is to have, especially with 6 kids in.
You know what, Larry, and one of the things, obviously, if you go back to the days, you know, when kids actually came into the programs and they redshirted, you know, most of the freshmen, you know, probably in the late 70s and the 80s and maybe the early 90s, you know, they came in, they redshirted, and they had the opportunity to get their feet, you know, on the ground academically. And, you know, before they actually had to be a significant contributor or even an opportunity to play. And, you know, by the time they played in the second year as a redshirt freshman, you know, they had 24 to 30 hours towards graduation. Well, now the mid-year graduates are somewhat a little bit like that, and I love it. You know, like you just said, they get a chance to go through an 8-10 week off-season conditioning program. You know, they're going to get 12 to 15 hours this spring. Then they're going to probably get another 8 to 12 hours in two summer sessions. So before they ever even have to put themselves in a situation, you know, they're going to have in excess of 20 hours of academics towards their degree program. And so I love the springtime part of it for kids like that, because they don't have the stress of like, well, you know what, this Saturday we got to play a game. And so they really truly get acclimated into academics. They get acclimated into the team. You know, they meet, they get a chance to watch a lot of film cut-ups from last year. The way our assistant coach is, Larry, we spend a lot of time of trying to identify somebody that's specifically athletically very similar to them that plays in the NFL. I've done it, you know, my entire coaching career, right, all the way back to being an assistant at Miami, and then even with the Dallas Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns. You take guys and say, you know, take a look at some of these guys that are playing, and so your assistant coaches get to use that as a chance to really try to, you know, show them how to play. And so we're excited about it. You know, March 16th, I think, is our first day of spring practice. So, you know, those kids are going to get a chance to basically about 2.5 months to get acclimated into the program. And it's really kind of, you know, an exciting time for those kids as well as us.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Butch Davis joining us, FIU football. And, Coach, another one of the areas when I came to see you in the off season as well as during the season, you had talked about depth and up front, especially on the offensive line. And that's where you attacked. You attacked it extremely well. I mean, you had at the beginning, you had Jose Mirabal from over a year ago. This is a guy that stayed with you. I mean, he was kind of a kid that wanted to stay home, wanted to be, you know, close to home. And then when you went and added Jamari Sylvester from St. Thomas Aquinas, you went out to Texas to get Cameron Williams, who I thought was a really good get, and also Miles Frazier from Milford Academy. So you kind of took care of what you needed to as far as adding depth. Not to say that these kids are going to get in the mix right away, but at least they're there just in case you have injury.
No kidding. I mean, Larry, I mean, that was a major, major part of our recruiting class for this year. We signed 5 offensive linemen, 2 of them are junior college transfers, and then 3 high school players. And even the high school players, as you talked about, Miles Frazier and Jose Mirabal, those guys getting a chance to come in and go through the spring practice, that's really going to help our football team. We were a little bit blessed in the first 2 years, in 2017 and 18, that we were able to play 8 and 9 offensive linemen. Well, this past year, we lost that depth, and that was one of the things that we really felt like that kind of somewhat put us in some situations during the course of the season where we didn't have the depth in the offensive line that we had had in previous years. And so, you know, we really went after those kids and very happy to have them as part of the program. And the 4 of them, you know, they're going to get a chance. As you know, offensive line guys, I mean, it takes a while for them to develop.
Sure.
And so having 2 junior college players and 2 off and 2 freshmen that are coming in, you know, they'll get a chance to go through the entire off season and spring program, and it'll put them closer to being able to make a significant contribution to the team this fall.
And you also added the depth in the linebacker position. You got a kid who I really loved, and the kid AJ Mathis, who kind of was hurt a lot of his junior year, but he came back and this year at Largo, and then the other kid, Chance Coleman from the Tampa area. So I know your son did extremely well in that area. I mean, that was his area, and he came away with those 2, and then also Hayden Carlson, who had a chance to watch, a good looking quarterback who hasn't had a lot of experience, but he's got a promising future.
Yeah, and another running back, Eric Wilson, from over there. So, you know, it was, you know, you talked about Hayden Carlson. I mean, here's a young man. I mean, he had a great season for his senior year. You know, his father played in the National Football League for the Denver Broncos. So he's been involved and been around football for a long time. He's very athletic. He's got a great arm, and you know, they were off to a great season at one time. You know, they were in the, like, number 2 team in the nation or in the state.
Right.
And, you know, and so he's really a good player. But all of those kids, I mean, the 2 linebackers that you talked about, Chance and AJ, those are kids that, I mean, they can fly. And that's kind of what we've really tried to do, you know, Larry, over the last couple of years, is improve the team overall speed at all positions, not just at the skill positions, at the receivers. We needed faster, quicker guys at the linebacker position. And those 2 kids, they've got great instincts. They understand how to – you know, playing space, which, you know, with the way that offenses are anymore in college football, where they're in 10 personnel, 11 personnel, a lot of multiple wide receivers, if you're a linebacker, not only do you need to be able to stop the run, you got to play in coverage, and you got to be able to run with guys, whether they're tight ends or running backs and slot receivers, and we're very, very happy with these two guys.
Yep, no doubt. And two guys that, before I let you go, that I love a lot, they have passion, they're kids that are difference makers. One of them is Bobby Washington from St. Thomas Aquinas. This kid may not be the biggest, but I'll tell you what, he's an awfully tough kid. And then Keyshawn Owens from Central, who obviously you're following that Central train quite a bit with their running backs, but not a bad way to go. Not a bad way to go. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, you know what, Keyshawn is a young man that obviously they had multiple running backs there. But when you took a look at him and you said, you know what, how many things could this young man help our football team? Not only as a running back, as a receiver out of the backfield, as a slot, he's got some of the skills that Maurice Alexander gave to us.
Yep.
He could be a potential kick returner. So this is a guy, you know, we looked at him, and this is a little bit of an exaggeration, but Tyreek Hill, the impacts that he made for the Kansas City Chiefs, these are things that he could do because he's got electric speed. You put him out there, and whether it's jet sweeps or you put him in a slot situation and try to create situations where it's a mismatch, can a safety cover him? Can a linebacker cover him?
Yep.
Probably not. And, you know, so we're very happy about that. You talked about Bobby Washington, and one of the things, you know, obviously St. Thomas is a great program. They play at the highest level across the country. But one of the things when you look at defensive linemen, how disruptive are they with the way in which they play? Can they wreck blocking schemes? Can they penetrate? Can they make potential negative losses? And, and that's kind of what Bobby is notorious for. He's not the biggest player out there, but he is explosive and he's big and he's quick. And, he's going to give some offensive line guys some problems in trying to block them.
I agree. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll catch up with you right after spring. We'll get your assessment and appreciate it. I know it's been even though it's a shorter version of it, but it's still a lot of work for you guys. Yeah. And congratulations on a tremendous class.
Larry, thank you very much, and appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you after spring practice.
Good stuff. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.